整本哥林多后书的最后一段话。
This is the last passage in Second Corinthians.
那么在今天崇拜一开始的时候，弟兄已经带我们读了这段的经文。
We've read this passage.
我们在这里呢就不必再重复了。
We're not going to do the same.
我们今天要讲的这个题目就叫做末了的话。
The theme is finally.
在中安堂用了差不多有一年的时间和大家一同来思想哥林多后书。
Took a year to share the message in Second Corinthians.
那我们英文堂的弟兄姊妹隔一段时间也能够听到其中一段的信息。
In our English congregation, we also hear passages here and there.
那我们中文堂的弟兄姊妹呢，就比较更惨一点，每次都要听这个。
It's unfortunate for Chinese congregation to have to keep hearing this.
我不知道有没有人是不是想这个哥林多后书怎么还没有讲完？
Why we're not done with that yet?
那今天我们终于是要结束了。
Finally, we're here.
哥林多后书是一卷非常宝贵的经文，当然每一卷的书都非常的宝贵。
It's a very precious book.
那么在这一段最后一段呢，是保罗给这个问题重重的哥林多教会一个最后的问安。
And this is Apostle Paul's final greetings to the troubled Corinthian church.
在哥林多后书前面这个十三章的第九节里面呢，保罗在那里就已经开始给信徒一个嘱咐，这个嘱咐叫做做完全人。
In verse 9, the message has already gone through, which is to be perfect.
今天这段经文里面继续在重复这个概念。
And here this is repeated again.
那么首先一点，显明在保罗最后的话，这个末了的话 finally 当中，这个做完全人是圣灵通过保罗特别要强调的一个我们叫结论性的吩咐。
And to be perfect is really a concluding demand, which the Holy Spirit wants to emphasize to Paul.
那么好，我们一起来思想啊。首先来思想“末了的话”这个词儿。
Let's think about the word finally.
在这个使徒书信当中数次的用过"末了的话"这种表达。
In Apostles' letters, it's used several times.
那这个"末了"的这个原文呢？多数不是每一次，但多数用的是希腊文的一个词，叫做 "loipon"。
The word used here in Greek is "loipon." It's not used every single time, but most of the time.
那么这个词 "loipon" 呢，有特别的含义。
It carries special meaning.
我们稍微的做一点点的研究和解释。
Let's take a look at it together.
在圣经当中，实际上这个末了这个词英文呢叫 finally 但实际上是跟圣经里面另外一个很重要的概念叫做渔民是密切相关的。
This word is finally, but it's very closely related to this word remnant.
Remnant, loipon, 如果要是大家看这个希腊文这个词的解释，就包括什么？包括 remaining, 包括 the rest 这样的意思。
If you look at the meaning of the root of this Greek word, it means remaining and the rest.
所以有点像什么呢？有点像中文和英文当中的这个都是有分别的意思，但是它里面有一些细微的不同。
Just like in Chinese, in separation, they have small differences in meanings.
我就听到有的美国人说学了中文，觉得中文的那个道别更喜欢。
Some Americans think that they like certain meanings of goodbye.
英文呢就是 goodbye, 对不对？
In English, it's just goodbye.
中文是怎么说？这再见。
In Chinese, it's let's see you again.
就是我们还会再会。
That means we can see each other again.
好像它这里面的意思稍微有一点的不同。
Slight difference.
那好，那么在这里这个末了的话，英文叫 finally， 实际上它原文有一个字是什么？我还剩下了一些。
In English, it is finally translated as finally, but there's a meaning as the rest.
您看这个腓立比书三章第一节说：“弟兄们，我还有话说。”中文是这么翻译的，英文呢是 finally。
Philippians 3:1 it translated as finally.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第一节也是我还有话说，这是。中文的翻译，英文的是 furthermore， 实际上是也是这个意思。
Thessalonians 4:1 in Chinese translated I have more to say, and in English is furthermore.
那 启示录十二章第十七节，这里这个同样这个词的字根呢也出现了。
In Revelation 12:17, it also has showed as the root.
啊，这个地方讲到这个龙啊，撒旦，龙向妇人发怒，去他其余的儿女征战。这里这个其余呢，实际上是同样的这个字根 loipos。
And the dragon was wrath with the woman and went to make war with the remnant. Here is the same word.
啊，就是我们所说的这个末了的啊，最后的。但是一般我们中文觉得好像末了最后的就是这些已经是不太重要的了，有这种感觉啊。
Finally, here it conveys sort of the meaning of not important in Chinese.
哎，但是呢，我特别喜欢英文里面的一种的表达啊，我也很喜欢常常去用这样一种表达。
But in English, I really like this way of translation.
它叫什么呀？叫 last but not least.
It's last but not the least.
哎，是最后的，但绝不是不重要的。
It's not that it's not important.
如果您看这个地方讲到其余的儿女啊，余下的儿女，像圣经当中告诉我们。这个余下的这个概念啊，是在神眼中极其看为重要和宝贵的。
The meaning of revelant is actually really important in the eyes of the Lord.
啊，在旧约啊，旧约呢有在主再来之前就被翻译成希腊文啊，我们知道叫七十世译本。
In the Old Testament, it was translated before Jesus Christ came to our world. It was translated as remnant.
因为呢在主再来之前那个时候我们知道如果知道旧约历史犹太人就已经被分散在了世界各地他们已经亡国了
Jewish people have been separated and in different places
在很多罗马帝国版图范围当中其他地方呢他们一代一代的就慢慢的希腊文熟希伯来文他们的后代就不太知道了
After generations and generations, it's not so clear for them in Greek.
那所以这种情况之下，有这是传说，说有七十位犹太人的学者在埃及亚历山大用了七十天啊，这是传说，就把旧约希腊文翻译成了旧约希伯来文翻译成了希腊文。
There was a saying that there were 70 people got together, Jewish people got together. And worked on this for 70 days to come to this version.
那么呢，这个希腊文其实是一本的旧约，有它的重要性。
It's really important.
其实，在新约圣经当中，因为它是希腊文的新约圣经，有时候主耶稣的话语呢，实际上就跟引用旧约，就跟这个其实是一本，这个是翻译是吻合的。
It's very consistent with the Greek in the New Testament.
这个地方可能讲的稍微的深了一点哈，可能抽象一点。但我这里要说的是，就是在其实是译本当中的这个 remnant 这个余民这个词，你看叫 kataloipos。
It might be a little bit abstract when we talk about this here, but the point I wanted to point out is that in the Old Testament in Greek translation is remnant. It's the same.
是跟我们说的这个 finally 这个是同一个的字根的。
It's the same root.
It's
finally.
那咱们来看一看，在以赛亚书三十七章三十一节。
In Isaiah 37:31.
这里先知以赛亚有发预言说，犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
Once more, a remnant of the kingdom of Judah.Will take root below and bear fruit above.
弥迦书七章十八节，这里讲到求神施恩，饶恕你产业什么余民的罪过。
In Micah it says that who's got like unto thee that preadeth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage.
那么我们曾经有分享过。为什么在整本圣经当中这样一个余民余数这个概念特别重要
Why is so important we share this before?
我们知道在旧约里面主耶稣也同样讲被招的人多后面半句是什么选上的人少对不对
In Old Testament it was said that
the multiple are called but the few are chosen 被招的人多选上人少那么还有主耶稣的话有很多呀讲到我们要怎么样要进什么门进窄门 narrow gate 对不对 Enter the narrow gate. 那里还特别讲到引到灭亡，那路是宽的，门是大的，然后怎么说？进去的也多。
So the road is wide, but the door is narrow.
The door is wide, 是不是啊？ And the road is broad, it's big. 然后呢，进去的人也多 ，enter 啊，自然就进去了。然后引到永生。那门是窄的，路是小的，然后用了另外一个不同的动词，什么
？Another word was used. What was that?
说 into 永生 eternal life. The door is narrow, the road is small. 然后 another verb 是什么？用的那时候就不是进去了，而是什么词？大家记不记得
？What word did we use there?
找着的也少。找着的人也少。
The people who found it was not many.
Yeah, 有人在找，但是找到人不多啊，这是主讲的。
People are finding, but those who found it was not that many.
从旧约到新约，我们看到一大群的人好像在那里来敬拜神，来跟随神，然后慢慢很多人就怎么样，就跑掉了。
We saw a lot of people in New were seeking, but in worship, but they have fallen behind.
很多人就被掳了。
A lot of people were captured.
Yes, 这个被掳实际上有两方面的意思。一个当然被，比如说被敌国的君王尼布甲尼撒等等掳去。
Capture carries two meanings. One is physical, being captured by the enemy.Nations.
Yeah. 另外还有这个被掳，还有一个属灵的意义，就是被那恶者掳去了。
In spirituality, this is also captured by devil.
Yeah. 真正能够回到主面前的，能够持守的是不多的。
Really not many people who came to Lord Jesus Christ and kept it that way.
那么我们今天这个时代其实也是一样啊。
In today's age, it's the same.
弟兄姊妹，有多少人能够跟随主，忠心到底
？How many of us will keep doing this and continuously doing this?
我们再进一步的思想，主耶稣基督在他去传道出来三年半，曾经有没有轰轰烈烈的时候
？Were there any highlights in the 3 years of preaching of Jesus Christ?
大家能够想到吧？在四福音书里面有一个神迹，唯一的一个神迹，四福音书全都记载了。考考大家是哪个神迹
？What is
the only miracle that recorded in all four gospels? Yeah, 五饼二鱼的神迹啊！五饼二鱼的神迹，多少人当时被喂饱啊
？How many people were fed?
大家说五千，五千是最基本数字，对不对啊？
People are talking about five thousand.
男男女女、老老少少都加起来，有时候至少20,000人。
It has to be more than 20,000 people.
因为那个五千是20岁以上的男丁啊，是这么算的。
5,000 was only male adults above 20 years old.
耶稣基督传道时候，曾经有轰轰烈烈的时候，我们看到。
They have highlights.
请问大家，耶稣上十字架的时候，有几个人跟着他
？How many people were following Jesus when he was on the cross?
连他的大门徒彼得怎么样？三次不认主，对不对
？Even Peter denied our Lord three times.
在圣经当中给我们看到这样的渔民，我们再来看保罗。
Let's look at Paul's words here.
保罗传道做的贡献大不大？
His contribution is really significant.
您知道吗？很多历史学家讲到说，在全世界对人类历史影响最大的 number one 是谁？耶稣基督。对整个人类历史影响最大 number two， 您知道是谁吗？就是保罗，没错。
Historians thinks that the number one influential character is Jesus Christ, and second significant character is Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul 真的是这样的我在以前在学校读书的时候，也不是读神学啊。 我在这个原来这个叫 RPI 那个学校读这个管理的时候，我有穆斯林的同学，从印尼来的穆斯林同学，华人的他跟我说这个 Apostle Paul 怎么样这个影响了你们的信仰，影响这个世界他都承认。
When I was at a school and college, there are people from Islam world and tell me all about Apostle Paul.
好，那我现在请问大家，保罗传道这么的被神重用影响这么大，非常的有效，保罗最后晚年的时候怎么样啊？
Let me ask you a question. Paul has been so significant in his preaching in his whole life. What happened to him when he was old?
保罗所写的最后一卷书信是提摩太后书，在坐监牢的时候写的。
Second Timothy was the book that he wrote in the prison.
这和前面的那个监狱书信不一样，这一次坐监牢就没有再放出来了。
This is the last book, and he wasn't released after this.
提摩太后书一共四章，我们现在看的这一段就是四章，也就是保罗被砍头之前写下最后的话，末了的话。
There are four chapters in Second Timothy, and this is the last one we're showing here.
我们来看看保罗他孤单不孤单，好不好
？Is Paul alone？
这一段其实大家我相信也熟悉，迪马太现今的世界走了。
Demas has forsaken me, he said.
格勒士往加拉太去。
Crescens for Galatia.
提多往达马太去。
Titus for Dalmatia.
还有一个人跟保罗在一起。
The only person who left for Paul.
这个人我们要记得，我们一般叫好医生路加，对不对 ？The good doctor, Luke.
Yeah, the doctor Luke left.
然后大家再看，保罗说我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我。
Paul said that at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me.
伟大的使徒保罗在最后临终马上要殉道的时候，孤单不孤单
？Our great apostle Paul, was really alone before he was sacrificed.
但是这里有一句特别宝贵的话，第十七节，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。
And this precious saying here, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
所以有的解经家讲到这个哥林多后书最后的这个 finally 的时候，就有了这么一句的 comment， 叫做末了的话给余下的人。
There are commentaries out there saying that the final words for the final people.
或者说 the remaining words for the remaining people. 末了的话给余下的人，圣经当中不断的提到余民。
Remnant was mentioned constantly in the Bible.
连今天的以色列实际上也是一个余民的国度。
Even Israel is really a remnant nation.
我们几次回顾过以色列的历史，近代以色列的历史。
When we look at the recent history of Israel.
他们在欧洲，在很多地方，当他们非常的富足，做银行家，做大学教授，做艺术家，在社会上出人头地的时候，那时候说我们要回归巴勒斯坦地，重建我们的国度，实现神的应许，回去的人多不多？
There are so many highly achieved people in Europe, Jewish people who are bankers, who are professors, and who are artists. How many people really went back?
回去的人非常的少。
Very few.
而且回去的都是那些在世人眼中看是看不起的，好像是在欧洲混不下去的，所谓这样的话说。
People who actually went back in the world's eyes, they were not highly achieved.
结果留在欧洲最富庶的那些不回归的，许许多多都死在希特勒的集中营里面。
The richest people who actually stayed in Europe died in the Under Hitler.
Yeah. 那么今天的以色列，我们看到他的复国是一个神迹啊。
This is really a miracle that Israel became its own nation nowadays.
但是同时我们要知道还没有完，今天以色列实际上也是一个很世俗的国度，大家晓得吧。
But right now, when you look at Israel, it's a really worldly nation.
我也相信在今天的以色列当中仍然还有神的余民。
I really believe that there are remnant of God, still among our Israelites.
神有一个美好的心意，神爱犹太人。
God really loves Jewish people.
那些真正最后回转来到神面前的，神真的是有一个宝贵美好的心意给他们。
God really has those plannings for people who are remnant.
我这个地方原谅我有点这个 get personal 了啊，谢谢我们今天徐璐姐妹第一次的翻译。
Apologies for being a little bit personal here.
翻译的非常的好，谢谢。
Thank you.
也多多为我们的姐妹祷告。我也知道他的先生 Robert 在底下也在迫切为自己的太太来祷告。
Robert is also praying for me for my translation, so pray for me.
大家知道我们的弟兄 Robert 有分享他的见证，他的背景就是一个犹太人，家里是犹太人。
We know that Robert has shared his testimony. He's coming from a Jewish background.
但是接受了主耶稣基督，做他的弥赛亚，做他的救主，何等的美好！哈利路亚。
But he has accepted Jesus Christ as his savior. Hallelujah.
我们知道渔民在神眼中看为宝贵，让我们不断的来分享这样一个信息。
It's really precious to have the remnant.
那我们也想想今天的美国。
Let's think about America nowadays.
弟兄姊妹，今天我所属的世代就是一个末世，也仍然是一个渔民的时代。
And this is also the stage of remnant, the time of the remnants.
美国曾经多么的轰轰烈烈。
America used to be really great.
In God we trust.
In God we trust.
各个方面，不管是说经济上面、文化上面、军事上面等等，都是世界首屈一指的强国。真的好像里根总统说那个山上的城。
Just like what President Reagan said, it was a great nation in every single aspect you can think of.
小学生 Pledge of Allegiance， 我的孩子小小的一点公立学校 Pledge of Allegiance， One Nation Under God。
My kids elementary school even had the Pledge of God。
我都不知道现在学校还有这个吗？上课之前还有这个 Pledge of Allegiance 吗？William 在这说这样是吧？Sort of。
Thumbs up。
啊，有的学校还有，有的学校还有，哎，这个国家已经是越来越离神越来越远了。
This country is going further and further away from God.
教会的堕落和衰败，其实是一个历史的必然的趋势啊。
The decline and decay of the church is really an inevitable trend in history.
马上大选要来到，我们在这里也稍微多分享一两句，为美国祷告。
The election is going to be here very soon, so let's have more prayer here.
有时候弟兄，首先第一点，这个大选绝不单单是总统选举，对吧
？First of all, election is only for the president of the United States.
参议员、州长、各级的这些的民选的官员
，senators and governors and every single level.
很多时候弟兄姊妹说，我不喜欢这个候选人，不喜欢那个候选人。
Brothers and sisters say, oh, I don't like this candidate, I don't like that candidate.
那我在这里请求弟兄姊妹要祷告的是什么呢
？I ask you to pray for what？
我们来祷告，来寻求，看看他的这个政策是不是比较更加的符合圣经的真理原则。
We gotta examine the policies that they uphold. Are they closely aligned with the Bible？
今天再也没有人说。以前我多年以前曾经听到有人说选民主党选共产党都一样，共和党都一样，不是共产党。
Previously, I heard people say, you choose Democrats or Republican, they're all the same.
现在的民主党跟共产党差不多，我这话少。
Democrats are literally communists.
因为确实越来越极端了。
Because they're so extreme now.
但是今天再有没有人说选这一派选那一派两个都一样不一样
They're so different nowadays.
大家今天看到一方面但是这个国家越来越两极化
Now we see that they're going to two different extremes.
这中间有很多的仇恨有很多的谩骂有很多的伤害这些是不好的这些我们不能够要
There are a lot of hatred, there are a lot of separation and division.
但是我们看到这背后弟兄姊妹最深最深层次的我们看到这是一个两种不同的政策和道路截然不同两个方向的一个相争
What's the root of this? It's really the conflict between the two distinctive roads and ideology.
弟兄姊妹们您知道吗这是一个末世的景象
This is the end times.
末世景象就是这样子的
This is what it is called end times.
而且不法的事情会越来越多。
There are a lot of illegal things, a lot of unjust things.
我就举一个小小的例子。
Let me just give you an example.
美国几十年前最高法院判例就是这个 Roe v. Wade 啊，说在联邦的层面上面，这个堕胎是合法的。
Several decades ago, abortion was legal on the federal level.
对我们基督徒来讲。
For our Christians.
圣经清清楚楚明明的讲。
In the Bible, it says very clearly.
母腹当中的 baby 是不是生命，弟兄姊妹？
Babies in the womb, are they lives?
不单是生命，而且是最无辜的、最宝贵的这个生命啊。
They're not only just lives, they're most innocent and precious lives.
啊，所以有时候今天说我们要为那些不能为自己讲话的人去讲话，那妈妈肚子里面的 baby 就是啊。
Now people say, oh, let's represent people who can't speak for themselves. Well, now babies are one of those.
那么前两年，美国最高法院终于在联邦层面把这个 Roe v. Wade 推翻了。
A few years ago, the ruling was vetoed for abortion.
By the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
那我们基督徒，我们感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
其实这样一个判例也只不过是什么呢？就是在州的一层，让各州去决定。
This ruling really is to ask the state to rule it.
那么我们也看到很多一些比较自由化的州，立刻他们就用民主啊来通过，说我们保护所谓堕胎的权利。
And in some liberal states, they have state laws to say we're going to protect the privilege of abortion.
像所谓的这个 pro-choice 不是 pro-choice， 是 pro。Killing babies.
So-called pro-choice is really not pro-choice. It's pro-killing babies.
如果我们知道在妈妈肚子里面的生命，那么小的时候就已经有心跳，跟妈妈的血型就是不同的，她是一个被神所爱的一个人。
We know that babies in mommy's wombs, they have its own blood type. It has its own heartbeat. They really is own creature.
我们怎么能够残忍地把她杀害？
How can we kill such a living creature?
但是这一次大选要来，在各级不单是从最高的选举，我看到好多的广告是说什么呢？说我们去投票是用这个所谓保护堕胎去吸引大家去投票。
And nowadays elections, this has become a card that people take to the community and say to attract more votes.
有多少人说我们要自由，我们要我们自己的这个权利？
There are many people says that I want a privileges, I want a freedom.
但是那是一个什么样的权利啊？
But what kind of freedom and privilege that is?
是一个剥夺无辜生命的一个权利。
It is privilege that kills.
今天的这个国家怎么已经变成这个样子？
How come our country has become this way?
马太福音第二十四章说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
In Matthew, it says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
有多少人能够真正的坚持到最后？
How many people can endure to the end?
我们不受这个世俗潮流的影响。
And not be affected by the worldly trend.
我们能够真正的忠于圣经的教训，属神的真理和原则呢？
And to be loyal to what the Bible is teaching.
我们看到这个教会在堕落，在衰败。
We see the church is going downhill.
甚至有的时候也有人说
，And sometimes people say，
哎呀，我们不要再去坚持那些了啊，我们要去迎合这个世界啊，不要好像处处跟这个世界在作对。
Let's not insist on all of our rules, and then looks like we're being enemies of the world.
但是我更觉得
，But I think.
就是因为教会的软弱，就是因为教会不敢为真理发声。
It is because of the weakness of some churches that we are afraid to defend ourselves.
这个国家，这个社会才堕落到今天这样一个地步。
And the country has becoming this way.
让我能够持守，并且持守到底。
Let's uphold the Bible and endure it.
让我们不要半途而废，不要随流失去。
Let's not give up in the middle of it.
我曾经读到过一个小故事。
I've seen a little story I want to share here.
有一个人就讲到说，他有一个朋友呢，读完了博士的学位。
There was a friend of mine who was finishing his doctorate degree.
那么就把这个博士的论文，当然大家知道印得非常精美，博士的论文写出来，然后就摆在图书馆里面的。
So they print out the doctorate thesis and is going to put it in the library.
啊，那么这个作者呢，就在这个博士论文的最后一页里面加了一张$100的钞票。
Author put a bill of $100 for the last page of his thesis.
然后这个作者呢，每年都到学校的图书馆去看一下。
The author goes to the university library and then take a look at it every single year.
看看呢，这个自己最后论文最后一页的这个钞票还在不在
？And to see if it's still there.
18年过去。
18 years later.
那张$100的钞票还在那里。
That is still there.
就是说可能有人有 check out 的拿这个论文翻两页看一看。
There may be people who goes in there and see the thesis and take a look.
有用的引用一下子。
And some people will quote on it.
匆匆的这样翻一翻浏览浏览。
And just look it through really fast.
但是呢就我们不敢说绝对很大很大的可能没有一个人看到最后一页。
Most of the chance it never flipped it to the last page.
今天弟兄姊妹们我们不是开始有多好，我们是不是能够真正 finish 而且 finish well？
Now, brothers and sisters, it is important to have a good start, but can we go all the way to the end?
这是今天我们一开始就已经读过的这个经文。
This is the passage we read.
保罗说：“我还有末了的话。” Finally.
Finally, Paul says here.
愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。你们亲嘴问安，彼此为要圣洁，众圣徒都问你们安。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Brethren, farewell, become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, the living peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss.All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
在以弗所书第六章也有一段末了的话。
In Ephesians chapter 6, there's also a word of final.
那么因为时间的关系呢，请姐妹就来单读英文就可以了。
Finally, my brethren, the strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这段经文我们大家都很熟悉，要穿起属灵全副军装。
Let's wear the armor of the spirit.
那么腓立比书第四章，这里还有叫未尽的话，也是 finally。
And in Philippians 4 is also finally.
啊，你看，真是 last but not least.
Last not the least.
啊，那这一段呢，我就读中文啊，大家可以看英文。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些是你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些是你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。啊，那么还有啊。帖撒罗尼迦前书我还有话说
There's more in First Thessalonians
啊，我们再请姐妹来读英文
Finally then brethren we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God
这些末了的话这些余下的话给余下的人实际上都是非常非常的叫语重心长serious and heartfelt words.
Yeah, those final words.
那我再给大家看帖撒罗尼迦后书，我还有话说，弟兄们，请为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得到荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
Second Thessalonians also has this final words.
刚才我们已经提到提摩太后书。这真的是第四章，就是保罗所写的最后最后的话了。
Second Timothy chapter 4, we have those final words we mentioned earlier.
一方面，保罗讲到他的孤单，余下的不多。
One end, Paul talks about nobody has been there except for Luke.
那么第八节上这里也有一个 finally 从此以后。
Verse 8 here, there's also a finally here.
那这个从此以后，英文的翻译是 finally， 实际上在保罗的心意当中，他是带着一种的盼望，大家有没有注意到？
English is finally, in Chinese is expresses a hoping and looking forward.
啊，余下的实际上是非常美好的。
What's remain is very very good.
有一个更美好的一个盼望就要实现。
There's a better hope that's down the road.
那么呢，我们知道圣经啊，如果我们知道这个最后的话很重要，我们知道圣经里面这个最后的话那也很关键。
We know that the final words in the Bible, it is really important too.
我们看圣经两处最后话，一个是旧约圣经里面最后的话。
Final words in Old Testament.
啊，在这里马拉基书第四章最后。整本旧约圣经的最后的话说，看那耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Malachi also has a word, those are the final words of Old Testament.
那么我们知道在圣经当中这个最后的话呢有盼望。
We know that the final words in the Bible gives us hope.
也有来自神的一个警告。
There's also warnings.
但实际上也带着神的祝福。
And there's also blessings.
整本圣经最后的话，在启示录22章是这几节。
Last words in the Bible, the whole Bible, is in Revelation.
还是请姐妹读英文，我们大家看中文就可以。
For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book.If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the pledges that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which we are written in this book. He who testifies to these things say, Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 这是圣经最后的话。
This is last words in the Bible.
有没有盼望？
Do we have hope?
有没有祝福？
Do we have blessing here?
是不是也有警告啊？
Is there any warning in here?
这真的是语重心长啊。
This is wholeheartedly.
好，那我们前面讲了一个很长很长的前言，但实际上已经有很多的内容，重要的已经讲了。
Long introduction, but a lot of these were important concepts were covered.
那么在提勒后书这最后四节里面讲什么呢？讲到有最后的劝勉。
There's final exhortation.
最后的问候。
Final salutation.
还有一个最后的祝福，也可以说是在教会当中最有名的一个祝福。
The final benediction that is famous among churches.
第十一节我们就不必再读了。
We'll skip the reading here.
那这里呢有两点很重要，这里讲到一个，这个劝勉提醒我们要不住的。
Tells us to be continuously.
这个不住的倒不是说保罗不住的劝勉，而是不住的要怎么样呢？做完全人。
Continuously to be complete, to be perfect.
这个做完全人，我们曾经有和弟兄姊妹分享过，他这个原文的意思也很有意思，就是一个什么呢？被恢复、被重建的这样一个生命，是这个意思。
We shared the message last month on how be complete really here is to be restored.
那么这个词的这个动词的这个词态是一个这个时态是一个现在的时态。
The verb here is really present tense.
也就是说我们要做完全人，不是我们已经被恢复已经得到完全了。保罗自己也说我不是已经完全了。
It's not that we are restored, and Paul said that he is not restored.
这里指的是我们在被恢复的过程当中不断的被恢复。
It's a process being restored continuously.
就是很有名的这个例子，就是这个 Ruth Graham 葛培里的牧师的这个太太Ruth 就说到说，你开车看到高速公路上有一段的什么呢？这个修路的地带过去以后，就有一个牌子说 End of construction. Thanks for your patience.
There's a famous sharings from Pastor Ruth's wife, Ruth?
Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham.
She was saying that after you pass a little pothole,
construction area.
Construction on the highway, and then you see a sign.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah. 那么呢，他说把这个牌子刻在我的墓碑上。
I'll put this on my grave.
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
那后来真的刻在他的墓碑上。
Yeah, and then she actually did it.
有弟兄姊妹去看过吗
？Anybody saw that?
在 Charlotte.
In Charlotte.
有人去看过。我们的一生就是一个被不断的重建修复啊，像这个公路的这个一段的 construction area 一样，就是这个概念。
Our whole life is a concept of similar, which is restoring continuously.
啊，那么这样一个不断被完全的生命是喜乐的，是弟兄姊妹我们要受安慰的，是同心合意的，是彼此和睦的这样一种的生命。
And this kind of life.Is the joyful and of a good comfort of one mind and in peace.
在这个末世面对征战的这样一个时代
，In this end time,
弟兄姊妹的同心合意是极其的重要。
And the be of one mind is exceptionally important for brothers and sisters.
我们中国人有一个成语啊，叫兄弟同心，其利断金。
There's an old Chinese saying, "Brothers are of one mind, can cut through metal."
Amen.
Amen.
是这样的有力量
very powerful
当我知道我们是面临着极其严峻的征战教会里面大家一定要同心一定要和睦
when we are facing conflicts and troubles everybody really need to be on one mind
下面保罗还有这样一个最后的问候
there's a final salutation from Paul Apostle Paul
那对这一句的理解呢，常常专注在亲嘴问安上面。
Usually people just pay attention to this greeting kiss.
说这个，我们今天难道尤其是弟兄跟弟兄见面，我们还 kiss 吗？亲嘴问安吗
？Are we really kissing each other when we're greeting each other among brothers and sisters?
实际上，这里的强调是后边的一半，叫什么？务要圣洁。
The emphasis in the second part of it, which is the holiness.
哎，当时的风俗习惯，但见面呢有问安。
It was a custom of that time that you had to kiss.
这个问安就是亲嘴。
Yeah, to greet.
那今天呢，大家见面实际上已经不是用这样一种的形式了。
And today we believers fellowship, we should really not do so.
今天我们见面的问安是什么呀？互相问候。
What are we doing nowadays?
握手 ，shake hands， 对不对啊
？Yeah, we shake hands.
然后前两年那个又有一个新发明要这样是不是有点 COVID 嘛不能 shake hands 就是胳膊肘碰一下
Because of COVID.
那我自己个人觉得啊，这个不涉及圣经的原则啊，这个是纯粹从文化的角度我觉得咱们中国人这个挺好的
This is really personal but I believe the Chinese way doing is really great
互相一拱手啊，你不管是 离着六尺 social distance 大家都可以问安
Doesn't matter how far you are you can greet each other
那最关键不是离多近啊，是哪怕脸贴脸，嘴对嘴，互相这个握着手，或者离着老远这样握手。最关键是说要圣洁，要清清洁洁的。
Most important thing here is to be holiness.
所有的圣徒彼此之间，我们都是要清清洁洁的。
Our brothers and sisters need to be holy.
在今天这个末世的时代，这种罪恶对人的引诱。捆绑伤害是非常大的。
In this end time, the bondage from the sin, really has great influence.
一不小心，我们就陷在一种不圣洁当中。
We're easily fall into the unholiness.
这次我们在服侍国内家庭教会的传道人。
This time when I went on the short trip for missionary.
那么我们当然是说是这个家庭教会传道人的培训会实际上我们也得到很多的鼓励。
Even though this is a training, but we are also encouraged.
我问这些的在座这些的传道人啊有多少人有被什么喝茶呀有被这个打招呼啊有被警告啊你这个问题实际上都不用问问了都有点显得 silly, 所有人都遇到过这种情况。
When I ask who in the room has gone through some form of suppression, they all raise their hands.
那么有一位弟兄，实际上他是国内的一个基督徒的律师，我们要好好的保护这位弟兄，绝对不能够提他的名字。
There is a brother, who's a Christian and who's a lawyer in China. We're not going to say his name.
他帮助很多身陷囹圄的传道人打官司。
He has fought in court for a lot of preachers and missionaries.
那么他就提到，他说。如果要使这样一个传道人他自己的生命真的是清清洁洁的连那些逼迫他们的那些公安啊，最后都要对他客气
if we believers are very holy the policemen and people who hold them in the prison respect them
但是如果要是有的传道人在台上在众人面前好像很冠冕堂皇的
And if there's a preacher who looks really decent on the stage,
但实际上自己的生命当中有许多的罪，有很多的破口。
But have a lot of sins in his own life.
那么呢，等到这个公安这个逼迫来的时候，那公安他们瞧不起你这样的人。
Then people who capture them will not have respect for you.
啊，你遇到这个逼迫更加的厉害。
You will even have having more trouble.
所以我们要立志有一个圣洁的生命和生活在主的面前。
We really should aim for a more holy life.
当然我们都有软弱都有不足亏欠的地方就像我们刚才说的我们都在一个被恢复当中。
Of course, we all have sins and we are in the process of being restored.
但是这里的提醒就更关键一定要清清洁洁的。
And here the warning and reminding is being holy.
那最后的这个最后就是这个非常有名的祝福
And the final of the final is the final benediction
在教会当中我们这次给国内一位这个传道人给他按牧
in
ordain a pastor house pastor 在泰国
in China
那么这个这也是以前我们这个神学院我也教过他的课算是我的学生
He was my student when I was teaching.
啊，那这个整个的过程也非常的感动，看到属灵的传承。
The process is very moving, very touching.
那他按牧以后，穿着牧师袍，第一次就是怎么样呢？就是为大家有这样一个三一叫 Triune Benediction 三一的祝福。
And after that, he did the Triune Benedict.
那这样的一个祝福，大家看到有圣子的恩惠。
And the benediction has the grace of God, the Son.
有圣父的慈爱。
It has love of the God.
还有圣灵的团契。
Fellowship of the Spirit.
这个地方的圣灵的感动啊，那么英文的版本有的就翻译成直接是 communion， 就是我们这个圣餐的这个词。
And Chinese translation is really communion, means the communion of the Holy Ghost.
那也就是团契 ，koinonia 这个词。
It really is the fellowship, koinonia.
让这三一的祝福与众圣徒同在。
And to have the eternal triune benediction.
我们知道，在永生三一真神里面有最美好、完全、圣洁、合一的关系。
In the eternal triune God, there exists the most beautiful, perfect, holy, and unified relationship.
我们伟大的神并不缺少什么，也不孤单。
Our God doesn't need anything from us, and he's not alone.
但他愿意我们来享受与他团契相交的甘美。
But he's willing to offer us this communion.
也让我们一同来领受那最后最美好的祝福。
And let's receive together this final and beautiful relationship.
这是保罗最后的这段话。
This is the final words of Paul.
有劝勉，有问候，也有祝福。
There is exhortation, there is salutation, and there is benediction.
更是我们在主里面一起的互勉。
And this is encouragement for every single one of us in the world.
在这个末后的时代。
In this end time.
做神忠心的余民。
And being the loyal remnant of the Lord.
坚忍到底。
And endure to the end.
阿们。
Amen.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
最亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ,